temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect for attempted murder. Antoine Eldridge is accused of shooting a 66-year-old man in the head during an apparent carjacking on Chestnut Hill Avenue last October. Earlier this week, warrant apprehension detectives arrested Eldridge without incident on Rexmere Road. He's being held at Central Booking on a charge of attempted first-degree murder. Annie's Playground in Falston is closed due to a safety issue. The Harford County Department of Parks and Recreation says during a safety inspection on Thursday, staffers found cracks in some of the structures at the playground, and as a result, it is closed until further notice. Officials say they are actively working with the playground contractor to look at the structures and identify a repair or replacement, and updates will be provided as they are received. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. It'll be the O's and Tigers in Lakeland, Florida tonight. Dean Kramer taking the hill at 6:05, one night after Zach Eflin got cuffed around by the Pirates in a 9-5 loss. Orioles also announcing right-hander Grayson Rodriguez will undergo further evaluation for a right tricep strain. His velocity noticeably diminished in his start on Wednesday. Orioles also announcing their 2025 Hall of Fame class. It includes the great Adam Jones, humbled by the honor.
Pretty humbling, pretty cool. Obviously, still in the process, but, I mean, that's pretty bad to be into professional organizations Hall of Fame, one that has such prestige as the Orioles does. And obviously, down here, we have T-Bone here, you got Cal here, Bumber here, some guys who are very formidable in the Orioles organization.
Joining Jones will be Joe Orsolak and 5-time Maryland broadcaster of the year, Tom Davis. Speaking of Orsolak, how about this clip from the memorable 1989 Why Not season? John Miller narrating.
And with two men on, Frank Robinson asked Joe Orsolak to pinch hit.
Now the fans are really getting into it here at the stadium as a right-hander comes to the belt. There's the pitch. There's a shot at fair ball. This ball is heading down the right field line and heading for the corner. Worthington around to score. Finley comes in to score. The ball gets away from Armas. Orsolak is on his way to third. Here's the throw. Too late. Orsolak slides in with a triple. He drives in 2 runs to make it a 7-6 ball game.
Joe Angel with the call, and that was the game where the Orioles came back to win 11-9 on a Mike Devereaux walk-off home run. Oriole fans will remember that in the bottom of the ninth. Coming up in 30 minutes, did someone say Alex Ovechkin is a one-trick pony? And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Big storm in the plains heads our way, but the bulk of the wet weather stays to the south of us. A sunny, breezy day today, 54. Chance of a shower tonight, then tomorrow's dry, 52 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 39 in Westminster, 41 in Easton, and 40 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Gosh, I tell you what, I've been laughing and giggling, I feel like, all morning already around the studio. And I have to tell you, I've got to be honest here. We were talking about the big question of the day, which is about daylight savings. And the more and more I talked about it, the more and more I was having this conversation with, you know, Sean, Bruce, and of course our marketing manager, Jonathan, the more I realized I didn't really know what it meant this entire time. I was like, wait a minute. Well, anyways, this is the question of the day. And I'll try to briefly explain how confused I was, even though I still don't know how I got so confused. But the question of the day is at WCBM.com right now, and it is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and is, should we keep daylight savings time all year round? Okay, that's yes or no. And we'll get into this a little later in the show, because President Trump addressed this in the Oval Office just yesterday. If you remember, when he was running for office, he was saying that he wanted to toss it because he didn't think it was necessary, especially now in 2025. Well, you know, of course, we were talking about it this morning, and I thought, when you say daylight savings time, I thought that means you continue to move the clock, right? You spring ahead. That you're going to do, obviously, this Sunday, by the way, people. You spring ahead. But then in the fall, you fall back, right? I thought that's what it meant when you keep daylight savings time, that you keep finagling the clock. That's not what it means. when you say that you're going to keep daylight savings time, it's you spring ahead and that's it. So this is, see, I was confused. How old am I again? 43 years old. I found this out today. Okay? I found this out today. This is, it's so sad because this was the question of the day. And clearly I had no idea what I was even asking you. That's how sad this whole thing was. But anyways, that is the big question of the day. Go to WCBM.com. Like I said, we'll talk about it later. The question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should we keep daylight savings time all year round? Simple question, simple answer, yes or no. At 10 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio by Will Hanna. Just so you know, I know Will Hanna because of the fact that he was doing so much work in the Park Heights community. So when I ran in 2020, my team, my campaign team, we were, you know, discussing a lot of things with Will Hanna as far as what Park Heights needs to thrive. I didn't realize at that particular time his background. Real quick, here's a little bit of his bio. He's a decorated combat veteran and Green Beret, served 11 years in the U.S. Army Special Operations Command and 18th Airborne. He served 3 combat tours, a Desert Storm, and then he also provided comfort at and Somalia. After his military service, Hanna joined the U.S. Department of Justice at the U.S. Immigration Courts under the Executive Office for Immigration Review in Baltimore and Atlanta, and was then promoted to DOJ's Office of Immigration Litigation, where he served 10 years at DOJ. And of course, for the past 20 years, as I mentioned, he has served in communities across Baltimore, especially his beloved Park Heights, where he grew up. And he's currently helping a lot of young men in that area. And we're going to talk to him about that as well. I know he believes that we're just going to talk about immigration and what's going on with that. But I also want to talk to him about, you know, some of the changes in Park Heights. You know, has it been thriving? I know it was on the list for Mayor Brandon Scott to do more community work in that area. excuse me. I would love to hear how things have changed in the past 5 or so years. So we'll talk to him again at 10 o'clock. He'll be live in studio. And if you want to call in while he's here, you can do so. He can answer questions for you. We also are going to talk about Stephen A. Smith, believe it or not, he was able to negotiate a huge contract. And I want to have this discussion because I think that it's still, there's still that divide there that a lot of people don't want to talk about. And I say that because he was able to negotiate a huge contract with ESPN that allows him to talk about politics. Now, if you recall, Sage Steele, who I absolutely love, she was let go at ESPN because she's talked about politics, not while she was, you know, on the clock and on camera there. She talked about politics on a separate podcast that went viral. People found out that she was a Trump supporter, right? MAGA. And she was fired. And now here's Stephen A. Smith. He's able to talk about politics. I don't know. We're going to get into that in the 11 o'clock hour. And I want to get your thoughts on that because I still believe that if you're still on the right side of things, if you're a Trump supporter, if you're MAGA, I still believe that it is not set up for you to win like Stephen A. Smith just received this win. But we'll get into that. First and foremost, I want to talk real quick about Baltimore City Council and their legislation to handle absenteeism. I want to talk about this because, and as Bruce Elliott pointed out, it's from the womb to the tomb. This is a part of a society that Democrats don't want to own up to, okay? The welfare state did a huge number, especially on the Black community. And all this began when the welfare state was implemented in the late 60s. Now, what Democrats don't ever want to admit is that when you ask the mother to marry the government rather than the father of their children, that it all went downhill. And that's exactly what happened. When you receive Section 8 and a lot of these government-assisted programs, what the government requires is for the father, your husband, the boyfriend, what have you, to not be in the home and to basically not be involved in the children's lives. And so, unfortunately, what that did is that created a lot of fatherless children. And so what you're seeing on the streets today in Baltimore, whether it's the crime, the violence, whether it's the low-income housing, whether it's the school, the terrible school system, whether it's, you know, a lot of people talk about Black men being incarcerated, all of this began at an extremely high rate when we implemented the welfare programs. And so the Democrat Party, they'll never admit this. They'll never admit this. And when you talk about it, they'll, you know, if you're a Black like myself, they'll call you a sellout. They'll call you a traitor. They'll say, well, we needed that at that time and we should have had reparations. No. Take a good look at the Black community before the welfare state was set in. We were doing very well. And this is after slavery, after Jim Crow, right? After the fact that we weren't even as slaves. Remember, we weren't allowed to read books. If we had books in our hands, we would be punished for it. I mean, all of these things. In Black communities, we then started to have schools which were thriving because we made sure of it. We had the elders to make sure that kids were being educated. And so when all of this began in the late 60s under Lyndon Johnson, and it was implemented by the Democrat Party, that is when you started to see the Black community really slip downhill. They will never admit this because then they would have to, because remember we used to talk about getting to the root cause of problems? This is the root cause. The Democrat Party and their policies, that's the root cause. They don't want to acknowledge it. So now you have a situation where, again, fatherless homes, you take them out of the entire dynamic. And unfortunately, with government programs, what does a government programs have? The moral dimension, right? Government programs don't have the moral dimension in which you need to raise a child successfully to be a contributing member of society. It is very simple. It is very basic. This is what happened. Okay? Now that we got that out of the way. You're looking at Baltimore City Council right now, real time. They're putting together legislation to handle absenteeism. It did pass through committee. It still needs to go into before the full council body for vote. But this is the problem that I have with all of these different bills and pieces of legislation. You can't be the mother and the father. The government doesn't have the moral dimension. But you got yourself into this situation because for decades, you have been trying to be the mother and the father. Even we talked about the fact that now schools offer breakfast and lunch and the after-school snack sometimes looks like dinner. Kids should be home for these things. And when I'm giving Olivia breakfast, I'm asking her, okay, what do you have on your plate today? What's going on at school? You know, even before she goes to bed, did you study your spelling words? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And then when she gets up in the morning, okay, what do you have to accomplish today? Did you set any goals today? This is what we talk about while she's eating her bagel. Okay? It is not like it's a huge breakfast because sometimes kids don't eat huge breakfast. But at the same time, this isn't the time that we have these conversations in the morning. And so when you take all of this away, this is what you get. You get juveniles that are out of control, running around Lansdowne High School, shooting each other in the head. And let's be perfectly honest about this. I want you to take a listen to this audio. Channel 11, they're the ones that were covering that legislation about absenteeism. Take a listen.
School officials point out this is a problem not just here in this city, but nationwide. And even though the absenteeism rates went down slightly, there is still plenty of concern.
As a society, this can't be schools alone that addresses.
Chronic absenteeism is a problem plaguing Baltimore City schools. As many as 54% of students miss at least 10% of school days, according to one state report.
Baltimore City is unfortunately performing the worst out of all of the counties. Of course, we're an urban population. We have some challenges, but this is something that is definitely fixable. And I think if we can coordinate with the school system, we can see some progress.
So Councilman Mark Conway is introducing a resolution to conduct a study on what is keeping kids from going to school. A council committee held a hearing with city school officials on the resolution Thursday.
When you have the right programming in place and adults who will connect with students, that's what makes students want to come to school.
Some contributing factors are already well known, like transportation, switching schools, and lack of family involvement. The school system is already trying to address those issues. This study would investigate the root causes behind those and how schools can partner with city agencies to alleviate those barriers. Councilman Conway says fixing this would help the city as a whole.
This is an investment in our future. This is an investment in our young people. And I think if we make the right decisions now, we'll reap significant benefits into the future.
The resolution did pass the committee today unanimously, so now it moves on to the full council for a vote. At City Hall, Kim Dacey, TV 11 News.
All right, so there you go. Absenteeism. There you go. As we were talking here, as the clip was playing, Brian, the producer, he's like, I love how they always say it's a national problem. Yeah, it's a national problem when it's an issue, right? But if it's something positive, what do they say? We're the first ever to do this. We're the first. We're the only, you know. But just so you know, when you heard there from Mark Conway, he says that Baltimore City, when it comes to absenteeism, they're doing the worst out of the entire state. No other jurisdiction has a problem. Do you know why also? Baltimore City is the only jurisdiction that doesn't have truancy court. They got rid of it. Do you know why? Because it was racist. I swear to you, look it up. Look it up. This is the problem with all these policies that they have put in place over decades of time. They are the reason that they are here, right here, with this problem. And so what they think they can do is they can fix it with more policy and more legislation. That's not going to fix it. That's not going to fix it. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about the solutions here. If you want to call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Are you looking for a natural way to boost your energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? Well, it's time to try Rescue Oracine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure, you know I need this, and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every single day. So right now, radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Oracine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. You can call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and you can speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. You can also visit rescue.com and enter code MYENERGY at checkout. You don't want to miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long, so go to rescue.com now and use code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab a Rescue Oracine with buy one, get one free savings. You can stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Hi, I'm Vinny Stio, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. It's true. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or I'll pay you the difference. Call or text me today, 410-709-7515, or visit vinnystio.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, we're talking about Baltimore City. They have more legislation to supposedly fix the problems they created in the first place. And this is what gets me about the Democrat Party. And I know there's some people, they ask me all the time, I don't understand how you can be a Republican. Really? Really? It's literally a simple Google search at this point, right? I mean, you talk to people all the time and you always hear this conversation about racism. I don't know what's more racist than the KKK. Who began with the KKK? That would be the Democrat Party. They're the ones that organized that, right? And then you look at the welfare state where everything in the black community completely went downhill extremely fast. Who did that? The Democrat Party. Then when you talk about the crack epidemic, you talk about drugs being released into black communities. Who do you think did that? The Democrat Party. The 1994 crime bill that was sponsored by yours truly, Joe Biden, which locked black men up for just the smallest things ever for a very large amount of time. So again, they're away from their kids. Who did that? The Democrat Party. There are so many different reasons, and I can list them all for you if I had the time. And maybe one show will do it for a good hour. We can go back and forth on this. But there's no reason why I would not be a Republican. And Frederick Douglass, who apparently is a hero to Governor Wes Moore, he's always talking about Frederick Douglass. That's his hero. He was actually him for Halloween, I think two Halloweens ago. And he was what? A Republican. A Republican. See, when we actually have these conversations and people want to be open-minded and really listen and understand, then I will be happy. Until then, I guess it'll be just a few of us, the handful of black Republicans. It's so funny. Real quick before we get back into this, people always ask me, they're like, Kim, you seem to know all of the black Republicans. Well, there's like 20 of us. Of course I know them all. What are you talking about? Yes, I know them all. They all saw my video in Baltimore. They all called and was like, thank God somebody else is talking about it on the national scene. Yeah, I know them all. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get to a point where I don't know them all. Hopefully there will be so many black Republicans out here that I don't know even half of them. That's the dream. That's my dream, right? All right, we're talking about absenteeism. Baltimore City Council, they passed legislation through committee. It now has to go before the entire council for a vote. But they basically want to make sure that they get on top of the fact that kids aren't showing up to school. Again, this wouldn't be an issue if we didn't have all these terrible policies that made, Baltimore City basically like the nanny city. Right? They want to basically raise your children. I'd say even across the entire state of Maryland, but really in Baltimore City. They want to basically raise your children. They tell them what to say, what they do. They take them. Remember they were talking about how they should be squeegee kids because, they're just trying to make money and da-da-da, right? Until somebody gets killed. I mean, the whole thing is real. Meanwhile, what adult in their right mind would allow kids to play in traffic? What adult in their right mind? MLK Boulevard? Come on. Do you see how fast those cars go up and down that street? And yet they say, well, the squeegee kids, they should be out there. Somebody is going to get killed. Well, somebody already did get killed. But I meant like as far as a kid getting hit by a car. I'm surprised we don't hear more about that. But I wouldn't be surprised if it happens more often and we just don't get to hear the news. I got my friend George at Timonium. George, when it comes to city schools and absenteeism, where are you on that?
I'm going to give you a cup of gasoline. How about that?
All right, go ahead. It's Friday.
We've spoken before, Kim. We've met at some of the WCBM meetings.
Yeah.
Here's a cup of gasoline for you. Channel 45, Channel 15, whatever you want to call it, did extensive reporting on city schools on absenteeism and financial irregularities. These are felonies. It's well documented that these schools advance students. They falsify student records to advance them, to get them up out of the schools. They falsify financial records, which is based on the number of students that you have in your school and what you're doing with those students. These are felonies. These are well-known, these are documented felonies in both the absenteeism and grade inflation to just get them out of a certain thing, and for the financial records that the administrators of these schools know are false and have submitted. Superintendent Santalisa knows that these frauds have been committed. She's right there. Now, what has Ivan Bates or any of the legal department of Baltimore City done with this? These are Class A felonies. People should have gone to jail, should be going to jail. They should be, you know, but nothing has happened. So Ivan Bates, the great savior of Baltimore City for the law and order, that it is doing nothing. Now you're talking about tens of millions of dollars in the Baltimore City education system that is being thrown out the window or put in a big bucket and burned because these students are not there. The absenteeism is rampant, yet the schools are still telling the city of Baltimore and the state they're falsifying the records and they're falsifying the financial records. So there's your cup of gasoline for this morning. I hope you got a nice warm coat and things work out better for you.
Thank you, George. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend. And George, right. Here's the thing I will say about Ivan Bates. This is just what I've learned over time. They don't have the staff. They don't have the staff. They don't have the prosecutors. They don't have the resources. And that's why Mayor Brandon Scott and he fight time and time again. This is why Ivan Bates endorsed Sheila Dixon. It's from my understanding that Sheila Dixon was going to come through with more resources and help him with, you know, getting more prosecutors in his office, even if they had to bring them in from out of state. And so it's like, you know, I get what you're saying, George, and I think it's very important. But I also need Ivan Bates to focus on the violent criminals out there as well. But if we could get more people in that office and we can really hone in on this, that would be great. But I don't think it's, you know, legislation that's going to help this out. I mean, you've got to push these parents to be actual parents. And if they don't want to be, then there's got to be consequences for the parents. Punish the parents. I've had enough of this. Coddling these kids that are shooting one another, it ain't working. Coming up next, we've got so much to discuss. Adnan Syed, a judge has made a decision in that case. We'll talk about it coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following a Wall Street sell-off, President Trump temporarily backtracking on the imposition of steep tariffs on Canada and Mexico, although the president insists the move has nothing to do with the stock market. Saudi Arabia will host talks next week between high-level American and Ukrainian officials. The discussions focus on ending the war with Russia and on a U.S. minerals deal with Ukraine. How did the job market fare last month? The Labor Department this morning reports America's employers added 151,000 jobs in February. The unemployment rate ticked up 0.1%, hitting 4.1%. An unvaccinated adult who was infected with the measles has died in New Mexico. A measles outbreak across a state line in Texas has sickened almost 160 people. Stocks opening lower this morning on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
NFL news, the trade by Kansas City of Joe Tooney to the Bears has ramifications for the Ravens. The end game is so KC can save cap space and go get a left tackle. The Athletic's Nate Taylor reporting that left tackle would be Ronnie Stanley if available. ESPN's Daniel Jeremiah on the Rich Eisen podcast yesterday agrees.
In free agency, there's Ronnie Stanley, who's 31. Ronnie Stanley stayed healthy last year, played well. If you go that route, now you just take those resources. We get the left tackle. We have that, which was a major need for them.
The Chiefs have started a different left tackle in each of their five Super Bowl appearances over the last 6 years. Teams can begin negotiating with free agents this Monday at 4 p.m. Caps are back in action tonight, hosting the Red Wings at Capital One Arena. Quite a stir on social media caused by the comments from TNT hockey analyst Darren Pang after Alex Ovechkin scored during Wednesday night's Caps-Rangers game. Here it is.
Well, I give Spencer Carver and his coaching staff an awful lot of credit. We all know that Alex Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony throughout his NHL career, but that has not been the case.
Wow. In response, the Caps X account posted, quote, one-trick pony scores his 885th career goal and records his 1599th career point. Coming up in 30 minutes, tomorrow at 3, College Park is the place to be. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
This is the time of year we're ready to get outside, enjoy some sunshine, some fresh air. And you can do it this weekend because there's hardly a drop of rain in the forecast. No rain today. We'll turn out sunny. It is breezy. And the temperatures are cool, but this is typical March, 54 this afternoon. You might see a shower or two tonight. Then tomorrow's dry, 52, 58 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. Gosh, you know what? I am so happy it's the weekend. Even though I will say I accomplished a lot. The garage is now finally cleared and cleaned out. We had the people come and pick up all the junk and everything. So that felt good now. And of course, we're going out to school this morning and Olivia goes, wow, it feels so nice in here. It really does when you get all the clutter out. It really does. We had so much stuff in there. Her old scooters, old carpet, all kinds of stuff. So it was great to get all that stuff out of there. Before the break, we were talking about absenteeism, and I did get a cool text here in the text line. Don't forget, if you download the WCBM app, it is free in the App Store, but you can text me live in studio. And then also, that enables you to take the show on the go in case you're not around a radio. Let's see. Steven says, Kim, some more historical facts. The precursor to Planned Parenthood was started after the Civil War to prevent blacks from reproducing. Gun control was also started after the Civil War to prevent blacks from owning weapons. And the first blacks elected to Congress were Republican. Right, Steven? We were actually racking up seats. We were Republicans going into Congress talking about all that common sense and, doing something about the economy, making it thrive. And you're right. You're absolutely right about that. You're right about that. Also, like you said, with the gun control, this is the fight that the Black Panthers were having. Remember that? Yes, they were fighting for our Second Amendment rights. Yet now you have, it's so crazy, you have black Democrats who will be like, oh yeah, the Black Panthers, da da da. But then they'll also talk about gun control. And you're just looking at them like, please, for the love of God, read a book. read a book, okay? You're on the wrong side of all of this. And then you're, you know, of course you try to be polite because it's, you know, it's politics. And of course you want them to, you know, you get more bees with honey, right? You don't want to be rude and curse people out, call them stupid and all this other stuff. But at the same time, it's kind of like, come on, guys, I know you're right there. I know you can feel it. I know you can see it. Also, I wanted to say, yes, Stephen, as far as Planned Parenthood, that's another thing. That's why you have so many activists. And you know what? I do see more of the black community nowadays, like Angela Statton and some others. They are so pro-life now. And if you go to their Facebook pages or Instagram, they talk about being pro-life. They talk about Margaret Sanger and all that happened with Planned Parenthood and how it was. It was to prevent black people from becoming more than just a minority. And that's another thing. It's like you've got black people out here, like whether it was with the Women's March and all this, and they're like, yeah, pro-choice, and we should have the right to kill our babies. That's exactly what they want to hear. Those individuals that are actually racist, and not the fake racists that we try to call people racist all the time when they're not, the actual racists, yes, they want the black community to remain below 15%. You're doing exactly what they want you to do. So why are you doing this? Why are you appeasing the actual races? It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. But when you talk about these things, you're the problem. You're the sellout. You're the traitor. You're all these things, right? You're the Uncle Tom. I will also throw in that mix there, Stephen. Again, thank you for the text. Abraham Lincoln, the guy that actually freed the slaves. Yeah, a Republican. Like, literally, if you just go down the line and just check off the boxes, the fact that you have any black Democrats is wild to me. It really is. And now I will say, growing up, I didn't really understand politics. I didn't really pay attention to it. And then Barack Obama ran for office. I told you this. I voted for him in 2008. And then he gets into office and I'm like really paying attention at that point. I'm like, wait a minute. What? What is this guy talking about? Remember all the stuff he was saying? Oh, black people are still oppressed. Dude, you're in the White House. Who are you trying to sell this story to right now? Because I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. What you just showed me is that I could be the president if I really truly worked hard enough to be so. I mean, it boggled my mind. And then the whole Black Lives Matter stuff started with Trayvon Martin and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God. If I hear that I'm a victim one more time of the color of my skin, it kills me inside. It kills me. We are not victims. And to those that want you to believe that you're a victim because you are a minority in any way, please know that is not the reason why. It's not the reason. All right. All right. Adnan Syed or Syed, I don't know how to say it. It's Friday, and you know what? I don't even care. That's right. I don't care. Well, anyways, just so you know, Adnan Syed, whatever. His life sentence reduced to time served after 23 years in prison. I don't know where you guys sit on this case. Just kind of a little background. He was convicted of murdering his former girlfriend, Haven Lee, 25 years ago. He learned yesterday that his original life sentence has been reduced to time served. In a statement, his attorney expressed gratitude, saying Adnan is grateful that the judge agreed with his motion to reduce his sentence and noted that he was a model candidate for a sentence reduction. I don't agree with any of this. Okay, look, I paid attention to some of the podcasts. I paid attention to some of the case because, of course, our former state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, threw all of this up, you know, for political reasons. So, of course, I took a look at it. I still believe he killed that girl. There's nothing. They never said in the courtroom, nobody ever said that there must be another killer out there. They were just basically saying that he's been a model citizen since he's been locked up. That is, what does that mean to me? What does that mean to the family? So that's what I'm going to say here today. I feel bad for Haven Lee's family. That's who I feel bad for. Adnan, congratulations. You somehow got the luck of the draw. You got really lucky. But I still don't see at any point in time where anybody, you know, that discussed this case was able to point to somebody else that actually murdered this girl. And to me, that is a failure on the part of the justice system. I understand that they said, okay, well, at the time he was a juvenile and they believed that he should have got a reduced sentence just for the fact that he was a juvenile, but he was charged as an adult. I'm sorry. I don't feel this way. I don't feel this way at all. Whoever this kid was that gunned down this kid outside of Lansdowne High School, and now that, you know, Fox 45 has posted the video of it, and we all saw that this kid, not only did he run up and gun this kid down, he actually stood over his body and shot him in the head multiple times to make sure that he was dead. Do I think that that person should receive a reduced sentence because they're a juvenile? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You don't get to play God. Not in my book. You don't get to play God. If this, you know, whatever happened at Lansdowne, I don't know what the circumstances are. We'll probably never get the full story. But what I saw on that video, to a 16-year-old, I don't care what he was involved in. No. No. So, again, congratulations to Adnan and his family, but my heart does go out to the victim's family. If you want to weigh in on this, definitely shoot me a text and a text line. You can do that right, like I said earlier, through the WCBM app. I just, I don't know. I feel bad for the family. I really do. I really do. I was looking at some of the comments that were left here, and one commenter said, he took a life and hopefully his bad karma will get him. Another comment says, what a joke. Another comment says, it doesn't surprise me with this Maryland, especially Baltimore, hug a thug state of mind. The Lee family lost a daughter and he got away with it. Yeah, this young girl was in high school. They never got to see her grow up. She didn't get to go to college. She didn't get to get married. There was no wedding to attend. She wasn't able to become a mother. They'd give them the grandkids. I'm sure they desperately wanted. This is sad. This is a very sad case. And the only reason why this was even in discussion is because State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby saw that she was losing the state's attorney's race. And so she pulled this out of a hat and said, all right, this is what I'm going to throw up there because this is a controversial case. And there are many people that have the opinion that he should have been freed. That's how we got here. That's how we got here. Sad. I did want to mention, don't forget, at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Will Hanna. We're going to talk a little bit about immigration and also what's been going on in the Park Heights community and see if that's changed at all. You know, we do talk every now and again to Doc Cheatham, but he tells us about, you know, the Matthew Henson community, what's been going on in West Baltimore. I do want to know what's been going on in Park Heights. But before we get to all of that, I do want to talk really quickly here about the Baltimore County Job Fair that was hosted. And believe it or not, Channel 11 showed up to get some interviews there. And there was a gentleman there that sounded to me like he could possibly work anywhere. But I have the question as to who knew about this job fair. Did you know about it? You know, who attended the job fair? Was it just for the federal workers that were laid off? Was it for everyone? There was a lot of questions that I had. I want you to take a listen to see if you have the same questions I do.
Many fired federal workers here. We caught up with one of them who told us how devastating it's been.
As you can see, there's a lot of competition for jobs at this Baltimore County job fair. For federal workers, it's tough trying to get back on their feet.
It does mess with you a little bit.
This former federal worker was fired just 1 month before his probationary period would have ended. Concerned that his talking to 11 News could interfere with his job search, he agreed to speak with us without showing his face or using his name.
I was a part of the federal government at the FAA until February 14th, where we received our termination letter at about 11 o'clock at night on Valentine's Day. That's a great day to be fired.
He's wanted to be a federal civil servant, like his parents, since middle school.
I chose my high school based on the career I would hope to have, to follow my parents' footsteps, and to get there and to kind of have it ripped away so callously right before you're about to end your probationary period, it's pretty jarring.
The loss of his job is upending a lot in his life. He and his fiance have plans to marry in the spring. He was on the job for just under a year, helping to keep the skies safe.
I didn't think I was gonna have to take several steps back and trying to figure out where my new path is now. I thought I worked so hard to get there. I mean, I'm just 30, you know? I didn't think it would be so soon, but I was so proud that I got that. I mean, even getting my federal letter, my firm offer letter was a big deal. I mean, my parents cheered.
Now he's facing major life changes and trying his best to adjust.
I'm looking at all options are on the table, Vehicles are potentially being sold. Retirement accounts, as little as they are potentially going to get emptied. Everything's on the table. It has to be, just to make sure you can provide for yourself, because unemployment is nowhere near enough.
And as difficult as it has been, he says he would go back to the job in a heartbeat. He says he remains dedicated to keeping the public safe. Lisa Robinson, TV 11 News.
All right. So I know he didn't want his identity to be revealed, but they did a terrible job at that. I mean, the guy's voice, I mean, if you know his voice, if you know him, you know that it's him. It was also made very clear that he was an FAA worker, and he said he wanted to be a federal civil servant and follow in his parents' footsteps, which I thought was interesting. Being a government employee, I don't think of that as like something where you're following in your parents' footsteps. Like maybe if you were a police officer, or you come from a line of officers, or a firefighter, right, or somebody in the military service. But being a government worker, that's not even something that I considered as something you keep in the family. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But to me, that gentleman actually sounds very employable, and I hope that things do get better for him. And I know this is tough times for a lot of people, but if you noted there that he said that he would go back to the job if it was to reopen, and from my understanding, the Trump administration, it was kind of like gutting and cleaning house and then kind of starting from the ground up and trying to build that way. So who knows? That gentleman, sounds like a great guy. He might end up getting his job back. But this was at the Baltimore County Job Fair, which, again, I don't think it was actually made known and open to the public. It seems to me that this memo went out to federal workers that were laid off due to the Trump administration, in which I have a problem with that. I hope that's not the case, but I don't know if anybody else saw this job fair bulletin. I did not. I didn't see it. And I do believe it was just for those particular federal workers. Now, it also said that a lot of the jobs that they were looking to apply for would be within the state government. Last time I checked, we were broke. So is that the issue here? Is that what we've got going on? Is it, you know, are we trying to now hire these federal workers on the state level even though we don't have any money? Interesting. I'm sure that it'll be announced in the days to come whether or not we end up picking up more workers, you know, at this point. But like I said, I don't think that this guy is really out of a job. I mean, right, we have the layoffs, and as far as we were told, and I do believe it, a lot of these individuals most likely will get shuffled around to federal jobs and where we need them. And there's some cases, and that, you know what? I heard when people were talking about the VA and how they were doing the layoffs at the VA. I was told, you know, this was catastrophic, and I was seeing everybody, you know, flipping out about it. And then when I went to go search it up myself, it looked like what they really wanted to do was get the employment rate down to when it was pre-COVID. It seems to me after 2019, obviously as COVID started rearing its ugly head, they ended up hiring more because they had to deal with the fact that there were many with the VA that were dealing with the COVID virus. From my understanding, they want to go down to pre-COVID levels of employees. And if that's the case, why is everyone up in arms? I mean, there were probably many people that were brought on that understood that they were brought on because of the virus. So that's why we haven't talked about it on this show yet, because I'm waiting for more information about that. But there's some conflicting stories out there. Real quick, I know we were talking again about Adnan and the fact that he has now been released for time served. Now, he's still a convicted felon. They didn't wipe his criminal record clear, but he has been released. He can go home. I've got Mark in Baltimore. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Morning, Jim. Yeah, I do. I'm kind of mixed with this. I understand what he did, and normally it involves a life sentence or a death sentence or whatever. But here's a guy, the way I'm looking at it, he's done time, 20 plus years, something like that, and it seems like he at least turned his life around. And from what I've read, everybody that knows him, has backed him, has said the same thing. He's basically turned himself around. There's very, very few people, I'm sure, in the Maryland prison system that comes nowhere near what he did. So, yeah, I kind of believe that he maybe deserves a second chance. But watch him closely.
All right. Well, Mark, I hope he doesn't get another girlfriend to get mad at her because he, you know, gets cheated on or something like that. Because that's what I look at this. He might be a great guy, right? I mean, he could have been a great guy when all that happened 25 years ago. But some people have a short fuse. But I understand what you're saying. I definitely do. And I appreciate you calling in. And it's probably, look, Mark, there's a lot of people that feel the same way you do. That's why we got into the situation with Adnan in the first place. So I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, like I said, he's maybe one in 100.
Yeah.
Take care, Kim. Have a great weekend.
You too. You too. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I don't. Look, I understand what Mark's saying. A lot of people feel that same way. I don't. But you guys know I'm a little more no-nonsense on that. All right, when we get back, I do want to just weigh in just a little bit on the Lansdowne High School shooting video that was released by Fox 45.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I was glad to see this. Yesterday on this program, we played the insanity and the, frankly, vile comments at MSDNC. Rachel Maddow, conspiracy theorist, and Nicole Wallace, this young man who at the age of 8 was given 5 months to live. He's now 13, wants to be a police officer, as the father of DJ Daniel. Heard the comments of conspiracy theorist Maddow and company. She needs to shut her mouth if she has nothing nice to say. This lady didn't even serve time in the military. I was on the USS Kitty Hawk. She doesn't need to put her bad energy on us.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan by dialing #250. Say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. #250, keyword save now. Claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HDTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, the left is boycotting Target now because they're dropping DEI.
Y-M-C-A.
A record number of lefty Democrats are applying for citizenship in Great Britain.
London calling, see we ain't got no swing.
And Oxford scientists have achieved teleportation. Beam me up, Scotty.
Spock, and if you say we're in a lot of trouble,
we are.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the job county or the job fair in Baltimore County. And I got a text here from Doug. Doug said he is not a federal employee, but he did see that Baltimore County job fair post. So thank you so much, Doug. I'm glad that you saw it. I wonder, you know what? If anybody went to the fair, could you call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680? It looked like it was a packed house. And from my understanding, there haven't been that many federal employees that have been laid off as of yet. So maybe it was a lot of those from the public. Doug, thank you so much for letting me know there. Also, I got a text here from Marty. Marty said, well, Kim, he was laid off, so he qualifies for unemployment. Yeah, but he said in that clip there with Channel 11, Marty, that the unemployment wasn't enough. So he's, you know, he might get unemployment, but it's still not enough for what he needs. And you know what? I mean, hats off to him. I'm glad that he's looking for work and not just, you know, wanting to have unemployment or anything like that. He wants to get a job. So that's good. Like I said, I don't think that young man is going to have a problem finding a job. to be honest with you. So hopefully things work out for him. Real quick, like I said before the break, I wanted to weigh in on the releasing of the clip of the Lansdowne High School shooting. All right. So from my understanding, you know, of course, they had this video in police possession or custody from the very beginning. And when I saw the police chief talking about this case at the press conference, he made a comment saying that he did not want to share all of the information that they had, because if they were to get some witnesses to call in, or, you know, any anonymous sources, he wanted to be able to see whether or not people knew some of the details. So I assume that that video clip was not going to be released because of, number one, there was some identifying factors in the video, and number two, if you haven't seen the video, I will say do not go find it, because what you'll see is obviously another juvenile chasing the 60-year-old that was killed. The other juvenile, much smaller than the 60-year-old. Now, I don't know how tall the 60-year-old was, but he shoots him. He falls to the ground, and then the shooter actually runs up to him, running past another student that was just happening to walk by with their backpack on. Now, remember, this is after school hours. But he then runs over to the kid and he shoots him at least four more times at point blank range. As a mother myself, that was a 6-year-old boy. And I just don't agree with the fact that that video was released. Now, I see what Sean Casey was saying is hopefully it shocks the system and it makes them do something about juvenile crime. And so I will say I hope the same thing. But I was shocked that that was released. I was. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined in studio by Will Hanna. We're going to talk about immigration and, of course, Park Heights, the community. We got a lot to discuss. If you want to call in and ask him any questions, you can do so. All that more coming up next.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's some.